If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Sounded like you had a fun Sunday on the radio, Dean.
We did, out at Tree Time, Christmas Creations, standing room only crowd again. People were there at 6:30 in the morning, waiting to get in for the show to start at 9 o'clock. So thank you, everybody that came out. Thank you, everyone who listened. We had a couple of big highlights on the show. Probably the biggest was that I married a couple on the show, Melissa and Bruce. Melissa was listening on Friday morning when I was telling you that we were going to be doing the show and that we wanted to marry somebody on the show. She and her now husband, Bruce, were going to get married this coming Thursday anyway at the courthouse. So they said, why not do it on the radio?
Why not?
Why not go to a Christmas tree store and be married by Dean? So I'm ordained or whatever it is that when you go on the internet and sign up for that, I can do legal weddings. And I performed a nice ceremony for them, and we did some wedding vow renewals.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all nice. But the huge news that was broken on the show from my longtime pal Kyle Weisner, who is the owner of Victory Auto Wreckers, who revealed that they will be closing their doors forever.
No, no.
On November the 18th. I don't know where you're going to get money for your car anymore. That old car may be worth more money now. Victory Auto Wreckers opened in 1945. It was right after World War II, and a lot of companies were calling themselves Victory after World War II. I never knew that that's where the name came from, but that's where it was. The Weisner family purchased the company in 1967, and they've been going strong at 710 East Green in Bensonville near O'Hare.
You better cash your checks quickly now, Dean.
Yes, well, those stopped a long time ago, believe me. The commercial, the famous commercial, has been on the air since 1985, where that guy opens the car door and the door falls off on him. That original commercial was in 1985. I took over doing the voice on it the first week that I started here at WGN in 1991, and I've been the voice on it ever since then.
Wasn't it on like a Super Bowl Sunday one year?
It was. It ran during the Super Bowl a few years ago. Yep, it sure did. But this is the classic as we get ready to say goodbye to Victory Auto Wreckers.
That old car might be worth money. Call Victory Auto Wreckers at 860-2000 for a quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Wow. Victory tows.
Well, you got no time for those commercials now, Dean.
I haven't sounded that young and energetic in a long time.
Now that you're doing weddings, and I assume you'll do a bar mitzvah if somebody calls, you don't need that anymore.
Yeah, God willing. It's going to be my new side hustle.
I hear that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which was streamed, was really, really good.
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole thing yet because I sort of want to watch it when they do it in its entirety on November the 18th. I think it's November 18th. Let me find the exact date on this. But they live streamed it for the first time on Disney Plus this past Friday night. And, it's going to be broadcast on HBO and HBO Max Saturday, November 19th. But inducted this year, Willie Nelson, Kate Bush, Rage Against the Machine, Missy Elliott, Sheryl Crow, Chaka Khan, and posthumously George Michael. Many of them performed. Many of them had other performers doing their songs. Sheryl Crow, for example, had Pete Townsend joining. Doing some Sheryl Crow songs. Chaka Khan did perform. Missy Elliott performed. And Andrew Ridgely performed, among others as well, in honor of George Michael. Andrew Ridgely, his original partner with Wham when they first started, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. And he had some beautiful words for his former partner, as they accepted. He said that his George Michael died about 5 years ago. Said his pain healed ours. His grace gave us hope. That's
nice.
That is really kind of beautiful. So you'll be able to watch the whole thing on HBO on November 19th.
It's another week and another Taylor Swift show business record broken, right?
Yes. Her latest album is her remake of the 1989 album. She's redone many of her albums that somebody else owned the rights to, so she decided to re-record all of those so she would get all the financial benefit from those. And, of course, her fans are following her 100%. This new album debuted in the number one spot. It sold 1.6 million copies over the weekend. That is her best first week sale numbers ever, even beating her last album, which was Midnights, that came out. Right when this new album came out, Spotify announced that she had broken the record for having the most streams in a single day in the company's history. So interesting now, because, you know, back in the day, I would have to go to the, I'd take the bus to the Sears store to get my new 45s and my latest copy of the Silver Dollar Survey.
Of course.
With Bob Surratt featured on it.
8:17, we'll hear from Henry Winkler momentarily. Dean's Entertainment Report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design.
That old car is worth money.
Yes, it is.
Residuals,
as
yay.
Always, in your dreams.
I know.
Dean Richards had a nice visit with Henry Winkler. He's the world's nicest man, isn't he, Dean?
He is truly the world's nicest man. He could not be nicer. Nicer to everybody in the building. Mm-hmm. When he walks in, he stops and says hello to everybody. He really is sweet. He came by the weekend WGN Morning News on Saturday. And we came in and had a nice chat with him. He's got a new book that's out. It's called Being Henry, The Fonz and Beyond, where he talks about not only his professional career, but a really, pretty tough life, really extremely demanding parents. But he talked about what he wanted people to get out of his book, and we did go into some good Fonzie memories.
What I want is that people laugh. And one time reading something in those pages goes, oh, you know what? I can use that. I can use what he has learned in his long life. When I started, I was who I thought I should be. And I learned over this career from when I started the Fonz until now to be who I am. And it is releasing. To be authentic is to be cool.
Where did you get the Fonz voice? It could not be more different than
telling you, Dean, I don't know. I walked into the audition. I looked at this wonderful young man who was going to read with me. Mm-hmm. I had only been in Hollywood for a week. I was so nervous. And I looked at him, and out of my body came, hey, don't look at me like that, right? You avert your eyes. You do not look me in the eye. All right.
Love that.
What do you think,
that.
I'm joking? And I don't know where it came from. I'm telling you, it came out full-blown. And it then defined the character.
Yeah, it sure did.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool when they do the voice like that. So he turned 78 years old last week. I saw him on Stephen Colbert and I think The View, a couple of shows. It was his birthday last week. Everybody got him a birthday cake. I didn't want to get him another birthday cake. So I did a little research, and I found out that his favorite food is corned beef and pastrami sandwiches.
Of course it is.
I called over to Manny's on South Jefferson Street, and Ken Raskin and his wife brought this huge platter of corned beef and pastrami sandwiches over.
Nice.
We presented it to Henry. His jaw dropped to the ground. He loved it. He made himself a big doggy bag for wherever he went after us. But he said that he was going to enjoy those corned beef sandwiches. You know, the potato pancakes that they serve over there.
Oh, yeah, they're the best.
Yeah, it's such a good place. They're such nice people, and it could not have gone to a nicer person.
And I'll tell you, one of the things you have to admire about him, unlike a lot of stars who were on huge hit shows back in the day and don't want to talk about it anymore, right. He embraces the Fonz character, doesn't he?
Yeah, he appreciates, you know, what brought him to the table. He appreciates the honesty. And, you know, in this book, there are life lessons for all the insecurities that he had when he went into this role. He learned from everything and grew as a person. So, you know, it's all very significant. And anytime I can get a character to do his old voice, you know, usually they say, oh, you know, I don't want to. That was so in the past. I don't do that. He couldn't have been, you know, more excited to do the Fonz voice for me.
You mentioned Manny's. Another Chicago restaurant is in Dean's Showbiz News today. Jake Melnick's. Tell this story.
Yeah. Well, you know, Nate Bargatze killed it last week. Not this past weekend, but the weekend before, as the host of Saturday Night Live. He's like one of the hottest comedians in the country right now. And he was hosting the 312 Comedy Festival at the Chicago Theater all weekend. While he was here this weekend, he went over to Jake Melnick's on Superior Street and had a big dinner there. He used to be a waiter there 20 years ago, so he wanted to go back to his old stomping grounds. He hosted a nice dinner, took pictures with you know, the rest of the staff there. But I love stories like this.
Yeah.
Whenever I see Stephen Colbert, Steve Carell from The Office. We always joke about how when he was a waiter, when the Hard Rock Cafe first opened here in Chicago, because, you know, they were all at Second City, they were all studying there, and they all had day jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these guys were, you know, waiters, and, you know, they did this really hard work while they were doing comedy at night. So Nate Bargatze over at Jake Melnick's this past weekend took a nice picture. We've got to post it up if anybody wants to see it.
And finally, celebrity baby news. Breaking baby news.
It's the happy day, apparently, for Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. It is reported, have a new baby boy. This comes just a few months ago, where she underwent fetal surgery to save the baby's life. This is her fourth child now, third for the husband, Travis Barker. They have not given it a name yet, but Travis Barker has already said that he would like to name the baby Rocky 13th.
Oh, really?
Rocky 13.
Sure.
May as well start paying for his therapy right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Make the appointments now. And this just in, the baby has just signed for his own reality series.
Oh, very nice.
Well, Dean will report on that maybe tomorrow. Have a good one. Thanks, Dean.
See you tomorrow.